Brian.
Hey.
Your name's Raleigh?
I'm the only Raleigh in Raleigh. That's my claim to fame.
That's great.
So first of all, thanks for having us out to your home. Really
no
appreciate
problem.
That. Notice you have an elaborate bar downstairs, but I hear you're not a drinker. Was that a conscious decision? Or?
Well, I do.
You do? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've sampled a lot of that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not a drinker. That's why I was curious about that.
The thing I like about that, having that in the house, is that it's a crazy great escape and tool for sort of making the most of anything from a recording session to a football game to it's a destination. And a lot of my friends during football or baseball season or whatever, if there's things going on, they show up and it's great. I mean, you can imagine the worst part about a bar. I've always loved bars, by the
okay.
way, because I grew up playing in them. There's something about them, you know, but there's the worst part about a bar is the uncontrollable, I guess, annoying person or the atmosphere or something that you may not be able to control. But when it's yours and when it's private like this, it's like a speakeasy. It's like a club, you know. You can control who gets
in.
And so I love that aspect of it. And we wrote a lot of this album in that room, in those four chairs in the corner. Because what a vibe, you know. If you're going to write country music, could it get any better as far as a...
You have your own setting, right, in there?
Yeah, it's an atmosphere, you know. And I think there's a lot to be said for atmosphere.
So I know you've got two boys,
yeah.
10 and 8. I've got four children, 22 to 12. I know you got a guitar from your grandfather when
mm-hmm.
you were 8 years old. Do your boys, I'm curious, do they have the music bug yet or?
They love music. They're not playing much of anything. They started to, and whether or not they stick with it is going to be up to them. They're certainly not going to get pushed by me. They need to figure out what they want to do with their lives themselves.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that I got to fulfill my goals and dreams. And so there's not sort of that stage parent sort of living vicariously through my kids and pushing them into something they don't really want to do.
Right. You've already done that.
Yeah,
they can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. Yeah. I mean, I got to do what I wanted to do. So we'll see what they do.
Yeah. So what do you guys do for fun? Like outside of the music and all the stuff? Because you've talked earlier about your schedule.
Right.
And you mentioned, I dropped them off at karate. What are some of the things you do outside of music? And
that's a good question. We recently installed, we put a couple zip lines on the farm. And one of them goes down towards a treehouse we built. So
nice.
That's the beauty of living in a place like this and Nashville in general. You know, you don't have a lot of zip lines and tree houses in New York.
No, I don't have a lot of space unless you're going into the neighbor's apartment or something.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be fun. Right through.
Yeah.
So are they sports guys? I know you had mentioned something. I read something somewhere where you're like a huge Cleveland Browns fan.
Yeah. I grew up a Browns fan.
Yep.
And, you know, of course that's about that's like rooting for the army of the dead.
They might be able to use you. I mean, I don't know.
Here.
I don't know what kind of football player you were, but they need help badly.
I'm definitely. That's about the only NFL team that probably I would have any shot at. But the I don't know. They're going to be better this year. You know,
can't be worse.
Deshaun Kaiser's all right.
Yeah, he's better than Osweiler, right?
So far, but we'll see.
Yeah,
you know, you never know.
So, sports, was that a big part growing up for you? Or
yeah,
that...
I fell in love with the Cleveland Browns and some of that. And I was never great at sports, especially once I got good at music. I felt no need to continue to play anything other than the guitar. Because, I mean, we're talking about the world didn't lose a great athlete.
When so you don't feel like you calling. Missed anything there.
No, and my youngest has gotten into baseball. He really likes that, and he loves throwing and hitting, and he's not quite old enough. And that's another thing that's scary. I mean, as you know, baseball can be brutally competitive. And parents are the worst part about it.
Yeah, and especially your boys, 8 and 10, that's that little
league. Starting to get in that.
Yeah, yeah.
That there are movies made about that. But
mm-hmm.
I think that, so, you know, it's kind of fun, though, to watch him absolutely just love doing it right now. And so, you know, he's not on a team right now anyway, because it's fall, and the signups will be in the spring. And he's definitely going to play this spring, so we'll see. I'm hoping to find the right team for him where he's not, where it's not sort of not fun.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that can take a kid's love for baseball and squash it like a bad little league experience.
I've got a 12-year-old. That kind of happened, a real competitive league. And, you know, they wanted to play infield, but they always let the older kids play.
And you were having a fist fight with the other dad in the stands.
I'm a coach. We come from a big baseball family, but, you know, I've got a...
Who's your team there?
Well, I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. I grew up in Vermont, used to live in Boston. So if you're a native New Englander, it's either the Boston Red Sox or the New York Yankees.
And, right.
So diehard Red Sox fan, was at game six when they clinch against St. Louis
great.
2 years ago.
That's so great, man.
Love baseball. Got a nephew's catcher for Florida State and a couple of cousins.
So you're going to go to the major leagues, you think?
Yeah, he's got a pretty good shot. He's 6'3", switch hitting catcher, really good defensively. Turned down, you know, nice six-figure contract out of high school, but his dad played college, played in the Red Sox organization.
I think it's a good idea to play college.
He wanted to have fun. He'd been playing like 100 games a year as a junior, and so he kind of wanted to have some fun.
Of course.
His dad said he's going to college unless you give him over $1 million, and they weren't ready for that. Is your son a lefty or a righty?
Righty.
He's a righty. Yeah. Throws and hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So far.
So far. When you turn him into a switch hitter.
Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
It would. It's a tough thing to do. What do you do to... We talked about the schedule, you know, musician, comedian now, you're into TV, you're songwriting, you're on tour. What do you do to get re-energized?
My idea of re-energized is to get away from the music business and be in the country like this out on this farm. I like anything outdoors. There's a few great TV shows on right now that are fun to let your mind wander and watch, whether that's Game of Thrones or I mean, there's a lot, like, you know, Stranger Things on Netflix, things like that. I mean, those things that are polar opposites of music. Mm-hmm. That's the way I energize.
Just get away from it.
Sports. I like I'm a Dodger fan. So to me, this is it's an interesting year.
Yeah. The game they lost last night.
That was a heartbreaker.
Doesn't happen too often.
No, that was nuts. I mean, those, especially for them, what are the chances that nobody'd hit anything on the Dodgers over the fence? That's one of the first games this season that didn't happen.
Yeah. I think it's only the second. I think it was the first time in history
where
it was a walk-off. Guy lost on a walk-off homer, no hitter, next inning. So
yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah, but I think your Dodgers are going to be safe, a lock for the playoffs. We'll see if they make it to the World Series.
But this, they need to. They can't let this opportunity go.
Red Sox and Dodgers.
That could be. It sure could be.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, man. Really nice talking to you.